Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation. Today, we're diving into something super important, prioritizing your mental health. I know, it sounds like a cliche, but trust me, this isn't about bubble baths and meditation retreats, though those can be nice. We're talking about building mental strength that lets you handle life's curveballs with grace and resilience. Because let's face it, the world throws enough at us to make anyone feel a little frazzled sometimes. So how do we stay afloat? How do we keep our heads above water when stress starts creeping in? That's what we're breaking down today. 5 simple yet powerful tips to help you prioritize your mental health and build a life that feels truly fulfilling. Ready to level up, friends? Number 1. Mindfulness. Ever notice how easy it is to get swept away by the constant chatter of our thoughts? Our minds are like those runaway trains always on the move, sometimes barreling towards stress instead of peace. Mindfulness is like hitting the brakes, taking a moment to just observe your thoughts without judgment. It's about being present in this very moment, appreciating the little things, a warm cup of coffee, the sound of laughter, a beautiful sunset. This doesn't require hours of sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop. Even a few minutes of deep breaths and focusing on your senses can make a world of difference. Number 2. Movement. I know, you're thinking exercise isn't exactly a mental health booster. But hear me out, physical activity is like a magic potion for your brain. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that combat stress and boost your mood. And it doesn't have to be anything intense, a brisk walk, dancing in your living room, even just stretching can do wonders. Number 3. Connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Feeling isolated or lonely can wreak havoc on our mental well-being. So make time for the people who matter most, nurture those relationships, and build new connections with like-minded individuals. A genuine conversation, a shared meal, a playful moment, these seemingly small interactions can have a profound impact on your overall happiness. Number 4. Boundaries. This one's tough, but crucial. Saying no sometimes is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Learn to set healthy boundaries in your personal and professional life. Protect your time, energy, and mental space. You deserve to say no without feeling guilty. It's about honoring your needs and well-being. And finally, number 5. Seek support. We all need a helping hand sometimes. Don't be afraid to reach out if you're struggling. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider therapy, or explore online resources. There are people who care and want to help you navigate through tough times. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years back, I was juggling multiple projects, deadlines were looming, and I felt like my brain was on fire. My sleep was shot, my focus was scattered, and I was working around like a grumpy zombie. I finally hit a breaking point and realized I needed to make a change. So I took a step back, prioritized my well-being, and made some adjustments. I started practicing mindfulness, even just 5 minutes a day made a difference. I made time for walks in nature, reconnected with old friends, and learned to say no to extra commitments that were draining me. It wasn't easy, but it was the best decision I ever made. My energy levels soared, my focus improved, and I felt like myself again. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self for yourself, for your loved ones, and for the world. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these tips today. Take that first step towards a happier, healthier, more fulfilling life. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation, leave us a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, stay motivated, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.